and one which is applicable to humanity as a whole, was that our virtues themselves are not free and floating qualities over which we retain a permanent control and power of disposal. They come to be so closely linked in our minds with the actions in conjunction with which we make it our duty to practice them that if we are suddenly called upon to perform some action of a different order, it takes us by surprise, and without our supposing for a moment that it might involve the bringing of those very same virtues into play. Swann, in his intense consciousness of his new social surroundings, and in the pride with which he referred to them, was like those great artists, modest or generous by nature, who, if at the end of their career they take to cooking or to gardening, display a childlike gratification at the compliments that are paid to their dishes or their borders, and will not listen to any of the criticism which they heard unmoved when it was applied to their real achievements, or who, after giving away a canvas, cannot conceal their annoyance if they lose a couple of francs at dominoes. As for Professor Cottard, we shall meet him again and can study him at our leisure, much later in the course of our story, with the mistress, Madame Verdurin, in her country house, La Raspellière. For the present, the following observations must suffice. First of all, in the case of Swann, the alteration might indeed be surprising, since it had been accomplished and yet was not suspected by me when I used to see Gilberte's father in the Champs-Élysées, where, moreover, as he never spoke to me, he could not very well have made any display of his political relations. It is true that, if he had done so, I might not at once have discerned his vanity, for the idea that one has long held of a person is apt to stop one's eyes and ears. My mother, for 3 whole years, had no more noticed the salve with which one of her nieces used to paint her lips than if it had been wholly and invisibly dissolved in some clear liquid, until one day a streak too much, or possibly something else, brought about the phenomenon known as supersaturation. All the paint that had hitherto passed unperceived was now crystallized, and my mother, in the face of this sudden riot of colour, declared in the best Cambrai manner that it was a perfect scandal, and almost severed relations with her niece. With Cottard, on the contrary, the epoch in which we have seen him assisting at the first introduction of Swann to the Verdurins was now buried in the past, whereas honours, offices, and titles come with the passage of years. Moreover, a man may be illiterate and make stupid puns, and yet have a special gift which no amount of general culture can replace, such as the gift of a great strategist or physician. And so it was not merely as an obscure practitioner who had attained in course of time to European celebrity that the rest of his profession regarded Cottard. The most intelligent of the younger doctors used to assert, for a year or two that is to say, for fashions being themselves begotten of the desire for change, are quick to change also, that if they themselves ever fell ill, Cottard was the only one of the leading men to whom they would entrust their lives. No doubt they preferred socially to meet certain others who were better read, more artistic, with whom they could discuss Nietzsche and Wagner. When there was a musical party at Madame Cottard's, on the evenings when she entertained, in the hope that it might one day make him dean of the faculty, the colleagues and pupils of her husband, he, instead of listening, preferred to play cards in another room. Yet everybody praised the quickness, the penetration, the unerring confidence with which at a glance he could diagnose disease. Thirdly, in considering the general impression which Professor Cottard must have made on a man like my father, we must bear in mind that the character which a man exhibits in the latter half of his life is not always, even if it is often, his original character developed or withered, attenuated or enlarged. It is sometimes the exact opposite, like a garment that has been turned. Except from the Verdurins, who were infatuated with him, Cottard's hesitating